Proverbs 19:25 says, "Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." As a Bible teacher, and really anyone who's been a teacher in any capacity will probably identify with this, the most difficult thing to deal with are people who want to understand, but just find it too difficult to do so. In other words, I've taught hundreds of people over the years, and most of them wanted to learn. And that's especially true of those who make the effort to come to church, especially the adults. They turn on the radio program. They find us online to listen and watch our studies. But sadly, a good percentage of these people find it difficult to learn. Some have learning disabilities, and others have different limitations. These folks have never been taught how to learn many times. And if that describes you, don't give up. When I got saved at 19 years of age, I've told this story before, I'd never read an adult-level book completely through. It's a shame, but I cheated my way through school and never completed a single reading assignment and never read anything more than parts of books in order to pass an assignment. I won't go into detail about all of that, but if you have trouble learning, you need to understand that it's a process and actually part of the spiritual growth of a believer. You have to recognize where you are and to begin to build on that. And as a teacher, I try to take people from where they are and get them where they ought to be. But that's only possible when the student understands where they are and they set goals. That's the context of our proverb when it says, "Reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." I recognized my learning deficit. I knew I could learn, because if you ask me about my favorite subjects, I could rattle off an impressive amount of information. Sports, for example, especially stats and history of sports, between 1975 and 85, I was like a walking encyclopedia back then. Some called me sports whiz, you know, that kind of stupid thing. I've since forgotten most of what I learned, so don't come up to me and ask me for that information now. But in that day, in that time, I had a massive baseball and football card collection. I listened to sports talk on AM radio, which was pretty rare in those days. But I watched every game on TV. And I could also add music lyrics to that list. I knew lyrics to hundreds of songs from the same decade, 75 to 85, and then a lot of the classic rock and all that. But I knew very little history, only basic math and science, and very little Bible. And at about 21 years old, I began to put forth serious effort, now as a saved man, to gain understanding of those subjects that I cheated my way through in school. But I had the added benefit of learning much of this from a Christian worldview in my 20s. It wasn't long before people would recognize me as an authority on these matters. And I'd tell them, "Hey man, I'm still pretty new at this," but most people are so void of such knowledge and understanding that any level of learning makes you appear like an expert. And that's the point. No matter your circumstances, take stock of where you are in your understanding of the world you live in and begin building on that. The greater your understanding of history and science and of just human beings with a biblical worldview, the greater your ability to understand and learn the Bible and gain additional knowledge. Reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Daily Bible reading, memorizing Bible verses, local church Bible studies, and a slow but daily process of learning history, reading biographies, observing nature, becoming familiar with science. 2 Peter 1:5 says, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge." It's like a snowball rolling downhill, but you got to get that snowball rolling if it's ever going to pick up more snow and grow. And so it is with knowledge and understanding.